relationship, and there are no changes at the National Security Council. Donald Trump Jr.'s wife is filing for divorce. She filed the paperwork in Manhattan late yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends. If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing, life-changing results since 1998. Help is available right now at 877-480-4777 or at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or at thewatershed.com.
A judge has now agreed to let five additional accusers testify at Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial. A ruling yesterday, a victory for prosecutors looking to portray the comedian as a serial predator. Cosby is set to go to trial on the 2nd of April in Norristown, Pennsylvania, for an alleged assault in 2004. His lawyers fought the move, saying it would confuse the jury. Only two accusers were able to testify in the first trial, which ended with a hung jury. The ASPCA is issuing some air travel tips for people wanting to fly with their pets. That after a puppy died on a recent United Airlines flight, the organization says you should get your pet microchipped, purchase a shipping crate that's the correct size, and mark the crate with the words live animal. A photo and temporary travel tag should also be in place on your pet's collar. The ASPCA says travelers should book a direct flight when possible. In the meantime, United's reviewing its pet handling procedures after a public outcry over the death of that puppy recently. And Oscar swag bags are the stuff of legend, it seems, but this year's Academy Award nominees and presenters got some high-end pot products, compliments of a San Francisco-based cannabis business. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
And you're listening to the Hunterdon County forecast for today, starting with scattered snow showers, mainly before noon, mostly sunny with a high near 40. Breezy with a northwest wind between 14 and 20 miles per hour. Gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Total daytime snow accumulation is less than a half an inch. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 22, northwest winds between 6 and 9 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny with a high near 46 and westerly winds between 7 and 13 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 21, northwest winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. And Sunday, sunny skies, a high near 42, and northwesterly winds around 7 miles per hour. Sunday evening, mostly clear, a low around 24. Start your work week on Monday with sunny skies and a high near 43, with partly cloudy skies overnight and a low around 26.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And you're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here, every Friday morning on the Huntington Chamber Radio, the voice of business. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Huntington Helpline and your host of the show here on Friday mornings. And we welcome you. We have a great show today, because with us is our new Hands Across Huntington awardee for the Clinton area, Elaine Scarl. Welcome, Elaine.
Good morning, Susan. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Well, I'm thrilled that you came on board. It's a little intimidating, but once we have our conversation, you're going to come back next week too, right?
Oh, sure.
So, Elaine, you have been awarded, and we'll get your award this Tuesday night when we have our town crawl in Clinton. It is a progressive dinner that we put on twice a year in two different towns. The Hands Across Huntington Award is for people who have paid it forward, given it back, and have made a difference in their community. And over the last, 3 years, we've been doing the town crawls. We've had a lot of different recipients, and they have touched the lives of so many. But Elaine, I have to say, your volunteer resume alone is amazing. You don't just volunteer, and I'm very, very grateful, and so is everyone at Helpline. You are a volunteer at Huntington Helpline, but you are also a volunteer for United Way of Huntington County, as well as the Open Cupboard in Clinton, as well as your church and your homeowners association. We have people constantly who call up and say, well, you know, how much time do I have to give if I'm a volunteer? What's the commitment, et cetera? I don't know where you find the time. I mean, you are just going from one place to the other.
Well, some of the things like the, working at the helpline, I mean, that is like a 3 to 4 hour commitment on Friday.
Right.
So that just, it takes up my Friday mornings, but I love it. I love speaking with the people. They are such wonderful individuals that you talk to every day. And as far as the church, well, those are things that are just generally monthly. Like once a month I audit, once a month I usher. And then for a period of about 2 months, starting in May and June, I'm on the committee for the Immaculate Conception Festival, which runs for 5 days in mid-June.
Wow.
That takes up a lot of my time for about 6 to 8 weeks every year.
I would imagine, because we put on Salsa Night. That's only one night, a few hours.
Exactly.
And that festival is 5 days. So you are pretty busy with that.
Yes, yes. That's a big commitment of time. But again, it's only for a maximum of about 2 months. And the pantry, I mean, I love working there too. I do that twice a week. I'm there I'm there Wednesday mornings and then Friday late in the day. And again, the people that you meet are just so wonderful. They become like friends and family after a while.
Well, we know it. The telephone reassurance clients that we have at Huntington Helpline, both the volunteers and the staff, become very, very connected to those folks. And
oh,
they become
definitely part
of our day.
Yeah, definitely. It's great because, you know, you'll call and they'll answer the phone and they'll go, oh, hello, Elaine. They know exactly that I'm going to be the one that's going to call them at 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
And if you don't show up and I start calling, they get on the phone, good morning, Elaine. I said, gotcha. Now, it really is enriching. I mean, I'm an employee, but it's enriching for me to be able to do that and to connect with those folks. And I learned so much. They come from varied backgrounds, just like you and I. And telephone reassurance, for people who don't know, is we help our seniors age in place by calling them every day, sometimes several times a day, making sure they've had a meal, taken their pills, or just a social chat, because many of our clients, as you know, Elaine, don't often get even a phone call, let alone a visitor.
Exactly. Some of them have outlived their families and close friends, and they just want somebody to talk to for a few minutes every day.
So you decided upon retirement that you were going to leave a high-powered Wall Street firm position and then just start doing things for people? How does one make that segue?
Well, you know, for 35 years, I commuted into New York and worked down on Wall Street, and you don't have time to do anything like volunteering and or helping anybody or anything, because I'd leave at 6:30 in the morning. I would get home at 7 o'clock at night. So it was just a very long day. And once I retired, I took about 2 years to just kind of do nothing and decompress a little. And then I decided it was time to now start giving back to my community. And the first thing I did was I started volunteering over at the Open Cupboard Food Pantry. And that was like for 2 hours one day, and then that 2 hours became 4.5 hours. And then I added a second day. And then a friend of mine got involved with the United Way and told me about the different things that they do. So I got involved working, you know, in their Holiday Hands program and their Tools for School program and their costume swap for Halloween and all. So, and those are things that are just for a period of maybe 3 or 4 weeks in the summer for Tools for School, 3 or 4 weeks before the holidays for Holiday Hands. And the costume swap is maybe a week's worth of time. And then I also started realizing that, you know, there were things I could do up at church. So I found out that they could use ushers on Sunday. So I volunteered to usher. And then I found out they could use auditors. So I volunteered to audit. And then a friend of mine was saying, you know, they really need more people on the festival committee. So I volunteered for that, too.
Elaine, seriously. You are amazing, and I have to say that for those who are listening, the amount of hours, the amount of work that you provide for other people, and we just ask volunteers, can you give 1 hour? 1 hour a week, be a friendly visitor. 1 hour a week, come into the office. 1 hour or 2 hours for our literacy program. And I know people are busy, but I think, too, that you sort of created almost another career for yourself, the career of giving.
You're right. You're right. I really, you know, at this point, it's like at least 2 or 3 days of every week I have things that I have scheduled to do.
Well, we are very honored that you are going to receive our Hands Across Hunterdon Award on Tuesday night. That's our town crawl. We do have, its seating is limited, and we do have some spots available. The cost of the tickets for this progressive dinner, which starts out at Baja Burritos for appetizers, goes on to Clinton House for entree and dessert and culture at the Red Mill, with dessert being provided by Choco Diem, is $100 a ticket. And that includes this incredible dinner, three-course dinner that will all be partaking in. But one of the reasons we started the town crawl is because we thought, you know, instead of having an annual dinner, wouldn't it be great to not only have a fundraiser for Helpline, but to honor someone like Elaine, and then also really showcase the towns of Hunterdon County. And we've had these town crawls now for the past, I guess, 3 years. We've had them in Lambertville. We've had them in Clinton. We've had them in Flemington. And we like to vary them. And we do need a place where we can stroll, because we do encourage walking through the streets and seeing the town. And Clinton's wonderful, and I know it's close to home for you. We try to honor people who are in the area of our town crawl. But what's really nice, and I hope, you know, I've just read the weather report on air, but March 20th, that's Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, is the first day of spring. So we're hoping that our town crawl will be strolling. And if not, you can drive, but it's going to be exciting. And Baja Burrito's new in town, so for those of you who haven't gone over there and seen their menu and partaken in their fair. That's going to be fun, too. We're going to take a short break and come back with Elaine and talk more about volunteering and what it means to the people that we serve when we do volunteer.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show, Friday mornings between 10 and 11 here on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And we are going to be talking about volunteerism today. We have Elaine Scarl, who is our Clinton area Hands Across Hunterdon awardee, and she will be presented with that award this coming Tuesday night at our town crawl, a progressive dinner, which is a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline. And who is Hunterdon Helpline? Your first call for help, 24/7, 365 days of the year. We are there to answer your call for basic human needs, shelter, mental health, senior family and youth services, employment, emergency, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, and with our own programs, English instruction, work connectivity, matching Hunterdon employers with Hunterdon employees, and the list goes on. Certainly, you have heard about us in the last couple of weeks because of the nor'easter and the storm, and we work closely with the Office of Emergency Management to get that information out to you, and we certainly did over the last 2 weeks when there were power outages, providing clients with information about how they could access resources when they were without electricity. We are 49 years old this year, and we are an institution here in Hunterdon County, and we also serve Somerset County, providing the shelter for homeless people in both of those counties. Where do you find us? 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Again, 24/7, 365 days of the year. We are there to assist you. Visit us about our other programs out on the internet, and that's at www.helplinehc.org, and learn more about what we do for our community. So we're sitting here, like I said, with Elaine Scarl, and she is the recipient of the Clinton Area Hands Across 100 Award, and we've been talking about all the unbelievable things she does for five different organizations and why she does it. And I'm going to ask you, when you go home at the end of the day after volunteering at United Way, after volunteering at the church helpline, how do you feel? I mean, does it do anything to your day when you come home after doing something like that?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think I get home and I feel like I've maybe made a little difference in at least maybe one person's life today, just, you know, somebody to talk to, or, you know, somebody who was able to get food that they needed to feed their children. Definitely. I think volunteering definitely makes you feel good.
So if you were to tell, I was interested in the fact that you were volunteering at one place after you retired, and then you were talking to a friend who was connected with United Way, and so she said, oh, we need help too, and then somebody else said they needed help at the church. How do we get connected? How do we invite people to volunteer for our organizations? What did they say to you that meant something, that clicked, that said, yeah, I'm going to do that?
I don't know. I guess in each case, they mentioned things that were an interest to me. You know, speaking to our senior citizens who are a lot of them shut in and all, that seemed important to me. You know, helping people who needed to have food to feed their children, that was important to me. The things that I do up at the church, I mean, you know, these things, you know, greeting people when they come into Mass on Sunday, being an usher. You know, it just makes you feel good.
And it makes people come back to church.
Exactly, you know, because you're making them feel welcome.
Absolutely. And we hear so much about congregations losing congregants, and it's tough I don't care what religion, to get people nowadays to join a faith-based organization. But really, it starts at that front door for
exactly.
Somebody to say hello.
Exactly. That's why we make it a point, all of the ushers, we stand at the front door as people come in, and we say good morning, or we say Merry Christmas if it's Christmas, or Happy Easter if it's Easter. Excuse me. And and it's, you're right. I mean, it makes somebody feel like we're welcoming them, so they will want to come back.
And I think it's the same with telephone reassurance. When we call our seniors, somebody out there doesn't have to care, doesn't have to come and do the laundry or what have you, but just to say hello.
And chit-chat for a few minutes, if nothing else, exactly.
Means so, so much.
Yep.
And I think we go about our daily business and don't realize that when we're walking down, say, Main Street, whether it's Clinton, Flemington, what have you, and you see somebody across the street who recognizes you and waves, that does something to us emotionally, physically.
Oh,
we
definitely
appreciate that.
Definitely.
So it's not like we're different from our telephone reassurance clients. We appreciate when somebody says hello to us in the morning.
I agree, 100%.
And for people who oftentimes may have a job where they're stuck in a room, you know, and they don't really interact with other people, again, all of us someplace in our lives know that we've been isolated, or we've been in the hospital and, you know, our family can't come and visit. So it's not as though we're helping people who are different from us. They're the same as us.
I agree. I mean, it's funny, even like when I go to the supermarket, almost all of the time I will probably bump into at least one person I know. And if I don't, it's like, I didn't see anybody today. That's strange.
Right. And sometimes we go there hoping that we do. You know, somebody said to me once that ShopRite in Flemington is like the town hall. You know,
that's
you
like go, the one in Clinton that I go to.
Right, exactly. That it's a place to commune. It's not just a place to go shopping, which makes your, and I can't stand going shopping, whether it's food shopping.
Me either, but it has to be done.
Has to be done. But it's pleasant when you do see somebody and you can catch up. Somebody that, you know, you didn't maybe, you know, call in a while or what have you. Definitely makes a difference.
I agree.
You know, in your life. And so when you volunteer for somebody, or even at United Way, and you put together a backpack, even though you may not even see that person, but your imprint is on that backpack. You, it's almost as though, you know, when people get organ donors, they may not meet the organ donor, but they always say they sort of feel like another person is with them. And I do believe that even if you're putting together backpacks and that person who receives that backpack never sees you, I do believe that they feel the touch of you putting that together, and it makes a difference in their life.
Oh, I think so also.
I mean, it's just amazing how so many opportunities to touch people and so many organizations in this county that can provide people with the opportunity to volunteer. And again, you're a poster child for that, Elaine, because five different organizations that you volunteer for that reap the benefits of your volunteerism. And if you times that by the number of people you touch through your volunteering, is amazing. And what's amazing too is Hunterdon County is considered a wealthy county, and yet you are standing there at the open cupboard,
right,
helping to feed people.
Exactly.
You are at Hunterdon Helpline talking to people who are on a fixed income, who are alone in their world, and they need people, even though they're one of the wealthiest counties. So many, again, we'll talk about the United Way, kids who need backpacks in Hunterdon County, even though it's a wealthy county.
Exactly. I think that something like 1,200 or 12,000, I don't remember now, the number of backpacks that they distribute mm-hmm. every summer.
And they're not the only organization that does that. Fisherman's Mark in Lambertville is also doing that. So the need here is huge, absolutely huge. And I really believe that the opportunities for people is great.
Well, I think all of the organizations they're always looking for more volunteers. Everybody is.
We've run on volunteers. You know the expression with Dunkin' Donuts? People run on Dunkin' Donuts. We run on volunteers. If you tally up just one organization, pick whichever one you want, and multiply the amount of volunteers by the amount of hours, by the amount of even minimum wage, what that costs an organization if they had to pay for it.
Oh, definitely.
It's huge.
Yeah, they would not be able to.
No, there's no way that we could hire folks to do that kind of work. And so one volunteer, 10 volunteers, 100 volunteers makes such an incredible difference. At Helpline, we have volunteers who, like Elaine, call our seniors, the telephone reassurance clients. We have friendly visitors who visit our folks in their homes. We have the literacy service instructors who teach English. We probably have about 80 volunteers in total every year. Again, if I multiplied that by the hour and by minimum wage alone. And these are people who have college educations, what have you, are coming after work or before work, you know, who could demand a higher salary than minimum wage. That's why we're in business. We could not do it otherwise. Otherwise, our staff generally runs about 7 to 9 people. So by you showing up in the morning for telephone reassurance, that frees our community resource specialist to take more calls from people in need. So you're actually helping the people who call in as well. because you're giving the staff the time to do that. Very, very important. We're going to take a break and come back with Elaine and talk a little bit more about the town crawl and why we give this honor to folks like Elaine, who makes such a difference in our community. And we know more of you are out there who do the same, and we hope that more of you listening will start doing the same. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Military officials have now confirmed that all seven U.S. service members aboard a helicopter that crashed yesterday in western Iraq were killed. The Black Hawk helicopter they were in went down near the Syrian border in the western part of Iraq. It was reportedly not on a combat mission, but there's been no official word on what may have led to the crash.
Yesterday's tragic accident of the bridge collapse stuns us.
That's the president of Florida International University, Mark Rosenberg, on yesterday's Florida pedestrian bridge collapse, which has killed at least six people.
All we can do is promise a very thorough investigation, getting to the bottom of this, and mourn those who we've lost.
At least eight cars crushed by the 1,000 tons of concrete. Recovery efforts continue. And this is USA Radio News.
We are snackers, just like 91% of Americans are snackers.
Oh, please. I think that's a low estimate, frankly.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's really funny is that years ago, we were all kind of avoiding snacking, or if we were snacking, we were hiding and, you know, hiding our paper.
Closet snackers.
When we think of snack foods, we think of chips and, you know, not some sort of the classic stuff. But there is so much innovation in the frozen food aisle as far as snacks. So March, I don't know if you guys know, is frozen food month. I have, like, you know, as far as the frozen food snacks, I have three categories. I've got my healthy, I've got my sweet, which is fabulous, and my savory. And with March Madness upon us, it's a very busy month.
Very busy month.
Between shopping for frozen foods, getting all your specials, and then watching basketball, you know. So my savory, those are sort of my savory game day snacks. So healthy, it's as easy as the edamame, which I adore. Go to easyhomemeals.com. You can enter where they're having a contest, food steak. You can win $5,000.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with scattered showers before noon, mostly sunny skies, a high near 40, breezy with a northwest wind between 14 and 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Total daytime snow accumulation, less than a half an inch is possible. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 22 and northwesterly winds between 6 and 9 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny skies, a high near 46, and winds will be between 7 and 13 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 21, and northwesterly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Sunny skies on Sunday with a high near 42, northwesterly winds around 7 miles per hour, and Sunday night mostly clear skies. The low will be around 24. Monday, sunny skies and a high near 43, and evening will have cloudy skies and a low around 26. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show. I'm Susan Lax. I am Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of this show. And we are here Friday mornings on the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio, your voice of business. A lot of different programming going on these shows, from Home Sweet Home, which follows us after this show, exciting news about business and to spiritual information as well. So stay tuned to Hunterdon Chamber Radio throughout the week. Joining me today, if you're just tuning in, is Elaine Scarl. She is the recipient of our Clinton Area Hands Across Hunterdon Award, which is for giving back, paying it forward, and making a difference in our community. And again, if you're just tuning in, Elaine works for a variety of different organizations, from Hunterdon Helpline, yay, to the Open Cupboard Food Pantry in Clinton, to the United Way in Hunterdon County, as well as the Immaculate Conception Church in Annandale and her Homeowners Association. If you're not tired just hearing that list, I am. But we need more Elaines, and we've been talking about how do we engage people, Elaine? How do we tell people that making a difference in someone else's life makes a difference in your own, makes you feel worthy, makes you feel as though getting up in the morning is worthwhile for somebody else as well as yourself?
Well, I think that part of volunteering, you feel like maybe you're making a difference in somebody's life, even if it's just for that few minutes that you speak to them on the helpline or when they come to get food at the pantry, what have you. And I know it makes me feel good.
And we talked about the fact that Hunterdon County is considered a wealthy county, and yet we have these needs. We have seniors who want to age in place or have to age in place because they can't afford the cost of a facility. And in New Jersey, that starts at $65,000 a year. Or somebody who needs the food pantry. And we know since the recession that many of our residents lost quite a bit. And according to the Bloomberg News that put out an article in December of 2012, some of those people ended up at the food pantry. So we never know when crisis hits home. We never know if a medical situation is going to wipe us out. We don't know. Elaine and I were talking during the break about you don't get a pension anymore. You know, you don't get that gold watch after working for an organization for 30 years. I mean, that's just unheard of. Organizations reorganize. They hire new people. You know, organizations are hurting, whether they're for-profits or nonprofits. So we sort of don't have that security anymore. And any one of these issues or challenges that some of our clients at Helpline face could happen to any of us at any given time. So it's really something that I think if we, and I hate to, you know, when we walk in somebody else's shoes, the right. old expression that it could happen to all of us.
I always say there, but for the grace of God, it could be me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we know that through some of the disasters we've seen across the country, whether they're hurricanes, we look at Puerto Rico, who are still sending folks to us because they were completely wiped out. And that's an act of nature. And suddenly you go from having something to not having something. So, and we also talked about the fact that seniors in our county is the growing population. Not all of them have a nest egg that's going to last, especially if we have one client, as you know, who's 100 years old.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I don't think I prepared for being 100 years old.
Luckily, I don't think I have, that's for sure.
Luckily, she's surrounded by family. But just think of the financial burden of that. I mean, it's great to be around for your grandkids and your great-grandkids and your great-great-grandkids. But, again, you may plan for retirement. How far ahead do you plan for?
Well, I know nowadays they say that you have to plan to live till you're 95.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, back in the day, you know, my grandparents were considered old when they passed. They were in their early 80s. But you're right. Our senior clientele is probably now in their 90s. That's probably 85 to 95 is the average.
Yeah, most of the, I notice when I look at the birth dates, when, you know, and I notice that most of them are probably in their mid 80s,
mm-hmm.
if not older.
And interestingly, many of our volunteers are in their 60s and their 70s.
Like me.
So the dynamics and the demographics have definitely changed over the years, and who is in need. And, you know, we've heard that expression, the graying of America. Certainly there's the graying of Hunterdon County as well. We have the highest percentage of seniors in the state than the other counties, and which is equivalent to the state's overall senior population. About, I guess, if the consensus stays the same, or the census stays the same, it's about 14%.
Oh, wow.
And growing, and growing. All those baby boomers are coming of age.
They're catching up to me.
Yep, they definitely are. So people are in need. And again, even if they've got a secure job, we have people who have executive positions who suddenly become unemployed because of a reorg, and they're calling us because they need utility assistance. They're either unemployed or underemployed. It's hard for them to get back in the job market. We know from what we read in the paper that so many people are not even reporting that they're unemployed because their unemployment is over with and they've been sitting here for 2 years still looking for a job. So people are in need. We get about 15,000 calls a year from people for a variety of different reasons at Helpline with our First Assist 24/7 call center. It varies from somebody becoming homeless to utility assistance to problems at home with the family, domestic violence, addiction. It just goes on. And if we look and we do try to capture the demographics, it's all over the place. It's not one group that's hurting. It's so many people. And to your point, there but for the grace of that it could happen to anyone. And it's so, so important, which is why we need the volunteers. We need the people. If you're listening and you have been motivated by Elaine, we ask that you give us a call. Not only will we tell you what we've got available, but because we're Hunterdon Helpline and it's our job to know about what all the other organizations are doing and what programs and services are out there, because when you call, we want to direct you to the right program. And we know that the other agencies, whether it is Fisherman's Mark, Family Promise, the Family Success Center, Drug Awareness Program, so many organizations that need the help of volunteers. And not just for the one day, not just for a particular project, but somebody who can come and devote an hour every week or even more. It is an amazing situation in our county that we have these opportunities, and we're always reaching out and we're always welcoming folks. And I don't think it should just be the young people, Elaine. I know that nowadays in school, in high school, you have to put on your resume, you know, that you've done.
They're required to volunteer at a lot of the high schools.
Right, community service requirements in order to get your diploma. But what about the rest of us? Adults should be volunteering as well.
Oh, I agree. I think that a lot of the adults that I know anyway, who are retired where I live, most of them volunteer at least at one organization.
Which brings me to another point, which is very funny. I know that I know some of the tentacles that you have reaching out into the community, Elaine. So we have one, two, three, at least three that I know of, that people have met at a fitness center, not involved in, you know, their neighborhood or they've been friends for years, who have just started conversations and ended up saying, Helpline needs a telephone reassurance caller.
That's how I got it.
I know.
At the gym.
And our volunteer, Mike, who goes to the gym, talks to everybody, it seems, and we ended up with at least three volunteers because Mike sits there, you know, working out and telling everybody. And it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. It's also another way to volunteer, to capture more volunteers.
Exactly, because word of mouth is a great way of letting people know that an organization needs volunteers.
Absolutely. And I just think that that's, you know, it's incredible how many people I can put under, you know, in his cubby for him just, and strangers, absolute strangers, just talking, you know, at the fitness center. So, again, it's another way of volunteering. Get the message out that people need volunteers. And I know that in the Huntington Democrat, both Elaine and I read a letter to the editor about volunteerism from somebody from Alternatives. And unfortunately, I can't remember what her name was, but wrote a beautiful article about what volunteerism means to people. And again, to the organization, it means everything. It means it's like an in-kind monetary donation. It frees up the staff to do other things. For the individual, again, it could be a turning point in their life. We have one telephone reassurance person that Elaine calls Friday mornings, who was called by another volunteer on July 4th. And this story just brings tears to my eyes because it was just a regular phone call, and the volunteer said to her, you know, is she celebrating July 4th? And she said, I celebrate Independence Day every day because of Huntington Helpline and the calls that I get, because you have enabled me to stay in my home and be independent so I don't have to live in a facility because you check in on me every day. And I was just, the volunteer was overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed.
I would have been crying.
I know. I was crying when I heard it the first time from the volunteer. And the volunteer said, it just stopped her in her tracks. She didn't know what to say. But afterwards, she just felt like, I really did make a difference in this person's life. So to make every day Independence Day, that was just, it was just beautiful. It just, and certainly came from the heart. So I just think that encapsulated what it means to volunteer. And I have to say, because I don't want to sound hypocritical, because I am employed by Huntington Helpline, but I do volunteer for other organizations, and what that gives me is the opportunity to say, when I practice what I preach, but also to see how volunteerism and making a difference works in another organization, which I think you see, Elaine, because
each organization of the five is very different from the other.
I could imagine. And you're helping different people.
Exactly.
So with the, say, for instance, with United Way and the backpack program, you're helping kids.
Right.
With us, you're helping seniors. At the Open Cupboard Food Pantry, you're helping everybody.
Exactly. It's across the board.
Right. And those people who come in, well, to any one of these organizations, I think the really big, I think the big gift that we can give to another person is, again, to realize it could happen to us and to treat them with the same respect and courtesy that we would like to be afforded, because many people are proud, and it takes a lot to say to somebody, I need your help. It takes an awful lot, and I think that it takes a special volunteer to work alongside of that person in need instead of feeling superior or giving that impression. I started out with Helpline as a volunteer years ago. I was a friendly visitor. And that's how I got connected to Helpline. And I stayed with my friend for years until she passed away, unfortunately. I miss her to this day. She became part of my life, part of my family. My kids came home from college and came with me to visit her. So it was just It wasn't that I was volunteering anymore. It was as though I was just helping a member of my family. And she was helping me because it was coming back to me in so many different ways. She was helping my kids because they didn't have their grandparents anymore. And so the story she shared, everything else, was gold. It was as though we got a bag of gold every time we made a visit. And we walked away with that bag of gold. And to this day, it's meant such a great deal to me. So I just, to me, if somebody's at the food pantry, it's that person is no different than any other person. And we have to realize that here in Hunterdon County, there is a need, a big need.
Definitely.
So, you said something before about when you first started that you chose organizations that were near and dear to you in some way. And I guess I chose the Friendly Visitor Program because I was blessed with knowing my great-grandparents and my great-aunts and uncles. I mean, I had my husband always kids me that he didn't have that opportunity. He didn't have that gift. His grandparents died when he was very, very young. He barely remembers them. But this was a community of people that I just naturally gravitate towards because they were huge. I mean, they were the matriarchs and the patriarchs, and every Saturday the entire family would go to the oldest living relatives. So I guess I gravitated toward Friendly Visitor because of that. But from what you said, there's something for everyone.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
There's always an organization that that speaks to you.
Exactly.
So if you're into kids, obviously there's organizations for that. If you're into, you know, I say this to a lot of people, and it sounds cold, but I don't think that volunteering or donating your money is altruistic. Okay? The reason I say that, and that might be earth-shattering, is because when we write a check, it is because there's something calling to us from that organization. So if we write a check, say, to the American Heart Association, 9 out of 10 times, it's because someone in our family died of a heart attack or a heart disease, right? If we write a check to, say, Safe in Hunterdon, it's because we generally know someone who has suffered from domestic violence. I say this not because I want to belittle or diminish our altruistic nature, but I want to encourage people to know that they can connect to a cause because it is near and dear to them. There's so many organizations out there that they could, in fact, volunteer for that not only make a difference in those people's lives, but make a difference in their own family, in their own community, in their own neighborhood, because they are connected.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely organizations out there that need help, you know, for everybody. Somebody, you can always find an organization that's right for you.
What comes to mind, too, is you know, I have a farm, and I don't let anybody shoot my deer. But there's an organization that of hunters, and I apologize because I don't know the name of the organization, but here they take their sport, what they love to do, and they've turned it into a charity as well because they hunt deer. And when they donate the venison. So there's something for everyone. And there's that hour, I think, don't you, in
yes.
everybody's life that they could give?
Oh, definitely.
Even being a greeter at their church.
Exactly.
Right?
That takes an hour of once a week.
And you're there anyway.
Exactly. I'm there anyway, so I stand at the door and say good morning to everybody and welcome them.
And make that huge difference. So we have a few minutes left, and again, we're having a town crawl. It's one of our fundraisers twice a year. It's this Tuesday night, March 20th, the first day of spring, so you can come out and celebrate the first day of spring, but also celebrate that the town of Clinton. You'll get to see it at the town crawl, because we will literally stroll through Clinton. You can drive if you can't stroll. We'll have appetizers as Baja burritos. We'll have dinner at the Clinton House. We will have history and dessert at the Red Mill, with dessert provided by Choco Diem. And if you haven't gone to Choco Diem yet, it's a chocolatier in Hunterdon County, well, in Clinton, and it is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I'm a chocoholic.
Well, Choco, have you been to Choco Diem yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's going to be a treat. It's going to be a treat. They make macaroons, too.
Ooh.
All kinds of macaroons. Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely incredible. You know, we have so many wonderful... Elaine and I are both foodies, by the way. And we have so many wonderful restaurants in Hunterdon County. So it's really nice when we do the town crawl to showcase the fare, the cuisine of Hunterdon County, and at the same time honor someone like Elaine, who has given back, paid it forward, and certainly, again, across the board, across demographics, made a difference in so many people's lives. Just absolutely wonderful to be able to give you that honor Tuesday night. Thank you so much for what you do for Hunterdon Helpline, first of all, as well as the other organizations who we work with and, you know, who make a difference for our clients as well.
Well,
we cross
you.
Over.
Thank you. I'm very honored.
Oh, well, we just, not to mention the fact I love coming in Friday mornings and seeing you there, and we share our latest restaurants and everything else. So, but if you're interested in the town crawl, it is $100 a ticket. $50 of that is tax deductible. And you will have just a wonderful, fabulous evening while supporting Helpline's free programs and services. We never charge to any of our clients for any of our services. And that runs the gamut from First Assist, which is our 24/7 call center. And that is 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, for any need, any challenge at any time. If you're listening, pass the number on, because as Elaine and I have talked about through the show, that these challenges befall any one of us, given a crisis, given a nor'easter ripping through our county as it did 2 weeks ago. We never know when we are in need, when a neighbor is in need, and that number is a very important part of helping someone. 908-782-4357. And again, you can visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc, that's HELPLINEHC, all one word, .org. So we are ending our show today, and we hope to see you Tuesday night to honor Elaine. Elaine, thanks again so much for, one, being on the show, being a volunteer, and doing the good stuff you do in Hunterdon County.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Home Sweet Home.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a tragedy that we do not want to reoccur anywhere in the United States.
At a mid-morning news conference, authorities in Miami-Dade County, Florida, say they determined late last night that there was no longer a chance there were any survivors left under a pedestrian bridge, which collapsed onto a highway on top of at least 8 vehicles, killing at least 6 people that they know of so far.
What that means is our priority, which is the most critical thing, is to get to the victims, get to the remains of the people that are underneath that bridge, so that we could take them to the proper place so that their families can have the appropriate burial.
That's County Police Director Juan Perez. Meanwhile, a full National Transportation Safety Board GO team's on scene now. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says they'll work to ensure such an accident doesn't repeat itself. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIEND. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's cash, a spring refresh for the family, Kohl's cash for you, right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
U.S. military officials are still investigating the cause of a deadly helicopter crash in Iraq yesterday that claimed the lives of all seven U.S. service members aboard. The Black Hawk helicopter was reportedly not on a combat mission, but was transporting troops when it went down near the Syrian border in the western part of Iraq. CIA interrogation methods will likely be a prime topic at a Senate confirmation hearing for Gina Haspel, the president's pick to be CIA director. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
With some GOP members already opposed, it could fall to Democrats to swing Haspel's confirmation. Republican Senator John McCain